Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay. And good Thursday morning, everyone. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan told Congress in prepared testimony today that the current global financial crisis is a, quote, once-in-a-century credit tsunami that policymakers did not anticipate. Greenspan says that a necessary condition for the crisis to end will be a stabilization in home prices, but he said that was not likely to occur for many months in the future. The Federal Housing Finance Authority this morning reports U.S. home prices fell 0.6% in August versus July. For the 12 months ending in August, U.S. home prices fell 5.9%, and the cumulative decline since the April 2007 peak is 6.5%. The chief executive officer of Dow Chemical today cautioned that the global economy was likely to suffer through a recession for most of 2009 and that the pace of growth in emerging economies was beginning to falter. Andrew Laveris says if you take a look at emerging economies as a whole, they have been slowing down. The NASDAQ currently trading at 1627, up just over 10 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8686, it's up 167.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5.55, up 5.5 on the open. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5.21, up 3.25 on the open. July, 5.68, up 3.5. Make that 3.75. December corn opened at 384, down 1 on the open. March, $4, down 3/4. May, 411, down 1. July, 422, up 3/4. September, 434.5, up 3.5. December, 438, down 1 on the open. November beans opened at 871, up 12 on the open. January, 879, up 14.25. March, 883, up 9.75. July, 915, up 24. November of 2009, 907, up 11.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 260, up 270 on the open. December soybean oil opened at 33.50, up 20 on the open. October live cattle opened at 91.15, unchanged on the open. October feeders, 99.05, up 7.5. December lean hogs, 57.75, up 10 on the open. And February pork bellies, 85.40, down 2.55 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, and he is with ADM Grain Services out of Decatur, Illinois. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave.
When we last talked a week ago, we were looking at hook reversals and seeing whether we were going to get some follow-through, and we did indeed in the early part of the week get some follow-through. But yesterday took much of the steam out of what that little mini rally looked like. We're trying to come back a little bit today. I guess the question I have for you, are we going to hold this week's low, last week's lows, 838 and 371 or not?
Well, at least we've got a good shot at it, at least when you look at the chart action here, what we did overnight and now what we're doing here. Here in the first 15, 20 minutes of trade with corn up 12 and beans up 40. So, I mean, first thing I look at, the November bean chart probably has the most encouragement. And then, of course, soybeans are basically leading this rally today. As you can read, maybe a little mini head and shoulder bottom type formation, maybe in this daily chart. You could probably call this correction low we had around first part of October as maybe the left shoulder. Last week when I was talking to you on Thursday when we were down and we came back and closed higher with that little hook reversal, that was maybe the head. We did see some follow-through here for about 2-3 days, and then, of course, yesterday we had the big decline. Now today we're kind of regrouping. So you could almost kind of call this Wednesday, Thursday type price action here as a right shoulder of a head and shoulder bottom formation. Now, the key is that one day doesn't change the trend. The overall trend is still down, but I would say that if we could maintain the gains that we see here this morning into the close, and we could maybe show some follow-through strength Friday going into a harvest weekend, then that would at least be that would at least give the bulls some encouragement. They haven't had much to hang their hat on here over the past several weeks, but that would at least give them some encouragement anyway, Dave.
You'd like to see some settlements, I guess, in your scenario, if it's a classic head and shoulders above 944, I guess, on a settlement basis, and some follow through in that. They might open the upside, what, something above $10?
Well, first thing we'd want to take, we'd want to pop out the high that we had here on the 21st. So that was like Tuesday's high on November beans, and that was around, 944. If we could pop that out, all of a sudden we've kind of shifted the trend to higher highs and higher lows. So you'd have a short-term trend shift to higher. And, of course, your first upside objective would be about a 38% retracement of this last leg down from 12.12 down to this 8.25, and that would be about 972. There's still a chart gap up there around 990, 991 that needs to be filled. That may be major resistance, I think. And, of course, that would be right up against that $10 area. If we would go halfway back, we would be somewhere around this 10.18. So, but the first thing you got to do is pop out Tuesday's high. We got to negate that reversal down with some strong follow-through here either on Friday or maybe early next week if we close higher here today.
You want to make an equal argument for a head and shoulders bottom in the corn chart or no?
Yeah, you can, but probably that's a little weaker argument. Mm-hmm. But, yes, there's a potential. You could read one, and that's part of chart analysis is visuals, and you can read something. If you could get a high above, like I said, Thursday's high, which was going to be like 27.75, that would open up the gate then to a 38% retracement, which would be like 448, and that would be right at the bottom end of this chart gap that we left here 2.5 weeks ago between 48 and 53. Again, that's going to be kind of the first major resistance on a major trend shift. If we could get one here to kind of play out for us over the next few days.
Well, at the top of the broadcast, I read a bunch of negative news that all but says that we're in a recession and that demand destruction, if not here, is around the corner over the next several months. Do you think that in the light of a worsening economy that we can really rally these markets significantly?
Well, I'm not much for crawling in bed with conventional wisdom. But, you know, I do have to recognize the fact that we have tore up some underlying fundamentals of the economy here over the past month or two. But I guess I'm kind of one to think that we're kind of more in a 70s type of recession. We had a major stock market break in the early 70s. It lost half its value. Of course, we weren't traveling these kind of levels that we are here today, but commodity markets stayed fairly firm. Actually, we went into more of an inflationary type period after a year or two, and so I'm kind of playing that scenario that food demand is still going to stay strong, and I don't think I would want to really discount too much of a recession pulling back on food demand. People do have to eat. It doesn't look like we're going to see any major big productions in supply. So I guess I want to be a little more optimistic, maybe the ag sector, than I probably would be the automobile sector or any disposable income sector of the economy. I think that those are the areas that's going to get hurt pretty bad.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.